Penguin Random House Audio presents The Water Cure by Sophie McIntosh. Read for you by Hannah Murray, Gemma Whelan, and Morvid Clark.
1. Father.
Grace, Leah, Sky. Once we have a father, but our father dies without us noticing. It's wrong to say that we don't notice. We are just absorbed in ourselves that afternoon when he dies. Unseasonable heat. We squabble, as usual. Mother comes out on the terrace and puts a stop to it by raising her hand, a swift motion against the sky. Then we spend some time lying down with lengths of muslin over our faces, trying not to scream. And so he dies with none of us women bearing witness, none of us accompanying him. It is possible we drove him away, that the energy escaped our bodies despite our attempts to stifle it and became a smog clinging around the house, the forest, the beach. That was where we last saw him. He put a towel on the ground and lay down parallel to the sea, flat on the sand. He was resting, letting sweat gather along his top lip, his bare head. The interrogation begins at dinner when he fails to turn up. Mother pushes the food and plates from the table in her agitation, one sweep of the arm, and we search the endless rooms of the house. He is not in the kitchen, soaking fish in a tub of brine, or pulling up withered potatoes outside inspecting the soil. He is not on the terrace at the top of the house, surveying the still surface of the pool 3 floors below, and he is certainly not in the pool itself. The sound of his